You don't have to be gay. You don't have to be gay to have sex with another man. Just stronger.
You don't have to be gay to have sex with another man. Just stronger. I don't think Rhode Island's really got the hang of progressive. God bless you. Well, it's not gay if the balls don't touch. What's your name, my friend? Thomas. And what do you do, Thomas?
Peep show window cleaner.
What, sorry?
Peep show window cleaner.
You're a peep show window cleaner. You seem like a lot of fun, young man. Go on, what do you do for a living? What do you do to make an honest...
Build submarines.
You build submarines. Yeah. Right. Of course, well, I hear the cartels are getting very serious now, aren't they? They need good people like you. Who do you build submarines for?
Electric Boat.
Electric Boat. Is that a local... People are going, yeah, Electric Boat. That's a local firm, is it?
They build nuclear subs.
They build nuclear subs? Well, fucking excellent. Fucking excellent, I say. Some people are very dumb about nuclear weapons. And they go, yeah, we've got them, and, oh, they're so risky. And what they don't see is, they go, oh, nuclear weapons, they've been used twice. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I would say, no. They've been used every fucking day since. Yeah, we've just had the longest period of global peace in humanity, and it's thanks to fucking nuclear weapons. It's thanks to fucking America. Pax Americana. Thanks. Oh, people don't say it, but thanks. I mean, it's slightly... The unipolar world is slightly falling apart, and we're becoming a multipolar world, and we're fucked. We may need some more submarines. Thanks very much.
What do you call a cheap circumcision?
What do you call a cheap circumcision?
A rip-off.
A rip-off. That's a pretty good joke, yeah. Okay. It's a male circumcision you're talking about, not the female circumcision. What? The female circumcision? It's a fucking problem in the world. It's fucking crazy. It's very, very difficult to get those women to speak about it. They're very tight-lipped. I'd love it if they came to shows, but it's very difficult to get them to come.
Give me your best joke about black people.
My best joke about black people? I don't think I've got anything great about black people, just... I don't know. I'm just trying to think of... I mean, obviously, the greatest stuff is probably Rock's routine. Rock's routine from 30 years ago, Bigger and Blacker, it fucking stands up. It's still the fucking greatest. Not that I wouldn't do a joke about black people. I think the juice has to be worth the squeeze, right? You go into a controversial area as a... I don't know if you see colour, but I'm a very white man. I'm like... I'm like the highest level of white you can get to. I'm like a pale blue. Maybe you heard about the... Michael Jackson blackmail allegations. Yeah, apparently used to be one. Something. Any other?
What's your favorite place that you've visited?
Why are you talking like that? You're not... You know, you're aware you're not a cartoon child, so... Sorry, can you ask again? What? Sorry, you're still doing it. What a coincidence that you've asked the question, because it was Munchkinland.
What's your favourite dinosaur?
What's my favourite dinosaur? Barney? He's probably the least sort of threatening of them. A remake of Jurassic Park with Barney in it would be amazing. The guy in the Barney dinosaur suit does guided sex therapy. I didn't know that. But you did know that. Having trouble making this work, love. I'm having to thumb in a softie. It's not you, it's me, but I think it might help if I watch some Barney the Dinosaur. Fucking, tell me everything. What's... You read it the other day. Yeah. Now ask him for a friend. Yeah, sure. What's your name, my friend?
People call me Gravy.
People call me Gravy. Of course they do, yeah. Not the question I asked, though. I said, what's your name?
David.
And how did they get to Gravy? A weird colour discharge, was it? Maybe Barney the Dinosaur can help. What, sorry?
You call pasta sauce gravy.
You call...
Oh,
so we call pasta sauce gravy, Davy gravy, so gravy became... Yeah, okay. That's the reason all nicknames exist, by the way, it's rhyming. Back in Dickensian times, people were obsessed by rhyming in Britain. So Richard, Rick, became Rick, Dick, Dick for Richard.
Oh, I know, I'm a rapper too.
You're a rapper too? Sure. Well, I'll say to you what I say to all Rhode Island white aspiring rappers. I'll have a cappuccino, please. What would you do, Davy Gravy? If you just had one shot. Is this the woman you're with?
Yes, it is.
Hello. She's openly denying him. She's doing a straight up Judas there. What's your name with the pink hair? It's all going on. What do you do?
I'm a dental hygienist.
A dental hygienist? Okay. Not a job. What lazy fuck do you need to be to go and see someone to brush your fucking teeth?
That's what I talk about an hour every time I hear people discussing fucking mouths.
Yeah. I don't see it. I see a dental hygienist like once every 6 months because that's what you're meant to fucking do. And they always go, yeah, you were washing your teeth correctly. Okay, I'll go then. There's $100. Fuck. What do I think about transgenders in combat roles? Yeah, like grown people? Yeah. I wouldn't have any fucking problem with that. I think I'm progressive. Some people don't think. I think the only issue about trans is, do you know the difference between a grown-up and a child? And do you know the difference between public and private spaces? If you do, we do not have a problem. But The whole debate on trans is it's people talking past each other. Because some people believe trans is like a sexuality, similar to being gay, right? Okay, there's those people. I'm not one of those. Some people believe it's a dysmorphia. It's a mental problem more similar to bulimia, right? It's gender dysphoria is what it is. So those people are talking past each other. They're not talking with each other. There's too much debate going on and not enough deliberation. And debate is about winning. It's combative. Deliberation is about getting somewhere with someone else. And at least now people are talking about it. You can have the conversation now. It's good. There's progress being made. We'll be fine. But yeah. For fucking if I was in the army and there was a trans person fighting next to me, fucking great. Why not? I'm all for that. Go on, what was that, sir?
I said remember, if you can remember, there are not chicks with dicks, they're men.
They're not chicks with dicks. They're men with tits. Yeah. Someone from Rhode Island should be in charge. They're fucking... There's a bit of fucking straight talking going on. hey, Miss Kegel, enjoy the show from your second row seat. I hope everyone reads this and instantly did a few puss-ups. Miss, who's Miss Kegel?
It's Kegel.
Kegel. Are you Kegel?
Yes.
And are you doing Kegels as we speak? Why are we called? Why are you called Miss Kegel?
That's my last name.
Is Kegel. Yes. And that's when you do the with the pelvic floor.
I can do it, yeah.
You can do it.
Doing right now.
You're doing one right now.
God said, I'm going to play a little joke on her for how much she's going to get fucked in this life and give me a vagina exercise for a last name.
Yeah. She's saying that God played a little joke because God knew how much she would be fucked. And so she gave her the last name of a puss-up. I very much like the phrase puss-up. I think maybe it should be the equivalent of man-up. You know, some people say man-up, you've got a fucking man-up. I think puss-up could be the same sort of thing. Hey, baby, you need a puss-up. What do you mean you don't want to play sports because you have your period? Puss up.
I gotta take a picture of that.
Okay. Well, wait, she's gotta take a picture. What? Do I wanna be in the shot? It's my fucking show, love, yeah. I'll be in the shot. So, has she been doing the puss ups or? Have you noticed a difference?
Hey.
No complaints.
How many kids you got, sir?
One.
One. All right.
C-section.
C-section?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You're taking it very fucking seriously down there, aren't you?
Did you dress up for Halloween?
Did I dress up for Halloween? Yes. As a teenage mutant ninja turtle. Which one?
Which one?
It doesn't really matter.
You're a grown woman. She's sitting there going, I hope it was Leonardo. Sitting there stabbing a cat. Do I know how you know I'm gay? Sir, it's not gay unless the balls touch. What we did was... I didn't even think it was sexual, sir. That was love. Why do you like Royal Saudi Cock? Oh, this is about the gig I did in Riyadh. I will tell you all about it, my friend. I tell you what they've got in Saudi Arabia, and you'd be interested in this. I tell you what it's fucking full of. People. And those people, you won't imagine, this will blow your mind. They like going out to shows. You know, like you. What you need to do, respectfully, sir, is you need to give up on your crazy dream of the Middle East becoming Western Europe, because it isn't happening. And what you need to do is you need to acknowledge there's been some progress and that the direction of travel is correct. You don't book me and Louis C.K. and Dave Chappelle because you want to shut down free speech. You want to send a message. And the message is we're trying to open up. I went there because I wanted to go there. I made some money. You know what else I made that's more valuable? I made some friends. Yeah. Laughter is the shortest distance between two people. And we could have been, we could have been having this conversation, sir, 30 years ago about the United Arab Emirates. But it's changed, isn't it? It's moved. We don't tolerate things we like. We tolerate things we don't like. And I'm willing to tolerate, you know, it's also that thing of like people say, diversity is our greatest strength. And they're the same people that say, don't go there, they're not like us. Well, fuck those guys. If I wasn't willing to play in places full of, you know, bigots, I wouldn't be in fucking Rhode Island. But, in seriousness, great heckle. I like that you brought it up. We're all good, yeah? Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's his choice whether we're all good. Are we good?
Are we good? Honestly, you broke my fucking heart.
Are you, what, by going there? By going to Saudi Arabia? I mean, sir, you need to get out of the country more. You need to fucking travel, baby. But you don't think the Saudi people deserve entertainment?
That's not what I'm saying. It was financed by Roy.
No, it was financed by me, motherfucker. I sold. I got paid a lot of money because I sold 8,000 fucking tickets. I earned it. If you've driven a car that runs on petrol at any point in your life, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You live in America, you should be proud of that. One of your strongest allies outside of NATO is Saudi Arabia. The fuck are you talking about? Broke your heart. Worry about something more important. Ooh. But I'm glad you're here. I hope you enjoy the show. You know, we'll find something to mend your heart.
Will you come back to America in the future?
Yeah. I've got thrilling news. I'm here right now. What you have, madam, is quite severe separation anxiety. We're in the same room. Who hurt you? Go on.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers or briefs? Do I prefer pugilists or lawyers? I would go with pugilists. Yeah, the sweet science. Mayweather, yeah, great. Would you mean what do I wear? His mum's knickers. I like to have room.
What's going on in America?
What's going on in America? Well, do you want a proper answer or some bullshit? Proper answer? I think probably you're at the in the middle of the fourth turning. If you're familiar with, there's a historian called Neil Howe. He's the guy that coined the phrase millennial. And he believes that history runs in large cycles. There's been four of these in America so far. Think of 2008, the financial crash, as 1929. And the period we're in now is a war. It's the equivalent of World War II. And it's not one big war, and it's not total war. It's happening in different ways. But we're in a war, and culture will be reinvented in the first turning. But America's going through this now. There's a revolution taking place. Because if you think about what a revolution is, it's the replacement of elites. And that's what's happening. Marxism was about the redistribution of wealth. American Marxism, which is what woke is, American Marxism, is about the redistribution of status. And status is being redistributed in America. So it's a very tumultuous time. But what's
we? We need the bullshit first.
You want the bullshit first? Depends how you view it. I reckon you'll be fine. It's a very innovative. I mean, the thing about this country is you're fucking set because you've got a written constitution. You'll be fucking fine. You may laugh. Go to my fucking country and tweet something. See how you fucking do. There's freedom of speech here. You say what you fucking like. It's great.
Favorite animal?
The drummer from the Muppets. Too easy. Please, Jimmy, in your infinite wisdom, please tell me the best thing I can say to my boss that is an incompetent fucking moron. Where are you, my friend?
Over here!
Hi, and what do you do for a living?
I work as a laser operator marking medical parts.
You work as a laser operator marking medical parts?
Yes.
Are you from the future? You laser things. What parts are you lasering?
Usually it's like tools that surgeons would use. Sometimes it's actual body parts.
Wow. And who's your boss?
That's a fucking moron. That's my boss.
He's the fucking moron in this.
Yes.
Okay.
Please be shy that I can see him.
He's in the front row.
Is he? Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't say anything. You've got the laser, mate. Accidents happen in the workplace. Cut the motherfucker in half. You've seen me. What do you expect me to do? Apologize? No, I expect you to die, you fucking moron. Good luck, though. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. If you have a shitty boss, that's a fucking tough thing. But it sounds like you have a very good skill set there. Leave. You're in demand. You're a technical guy. You can do what you fucking like. Find a boss you like. You can't beat your environment. If you don't like the environment you're in, be in another one. You'll be all right. Can you tell my wife, Jordan, that her husband, Ian, thinks she's the most beautiful woman in the world? Ah. Oh. Yeah, he's pretty gay, isn't it? Ian, where are you? Well, you're there? Can we turn up the lights? Where's Ian? Let me have a look. And you think she's the most beautiful woman in the world? Have you not seen Margot Robbie? What the fuck are you talking about? She's very nice, sir, and she's quite possibly the best thing that'll ever happen to you. But dare to fucking dream. And it's very sweet, and very sweet that you sent it. You little charmer. Someone's getting their dick wet later. All right, what else we got? I've been having a hard time the past couple of years since losing my mum, and I find it really difficult to go out and to find happiness or laugh at anything until finding your crazy ass. Thank you so much for making me laugh again. I'm so happy to be here. Who's here? Do you want to talk?
It's all gravy, baby.
Hey, man. How are you? You've been having a hard time since you lost your mum? Yeah. What? Dave, it would be hard. It would be sad if it wasn't sad. Grief is the price we pay for love. My mum died when I was 25. And about 10 years later, just casually, someone said, "Do you still talk to her?" And I went, "No." And then I started to, and it really helped. I would advise you do the same. And I think there's, yeah, everyone's suffered, right? Grief is... People hide away. I'd recommend a couple of things to you, my friend. There's a great guy, it's called Grief Walker. There's a documentary on Amazon about him, but he's done loads of podcasts as well. Grief Walker, Google him. He's really good at talking about this. We've hidden grief as a culture. We don't really fucking talk about it, right? We should talk about it more. And there's a couple of podcasts that I've done that you might love. One's called Grief Cast. It's my friend Carrie Ad Lloyd. She's wonderful. It's her talking to funny people about grief. Listen to it and realize you're not on your own. We're all in this, right? Grief Cast. And there's one called Where There's a Will. So I've done that one as well. It's just talking about how you want your death to be. But there's a lot of talk about grief in it. And it helps. It helps not to feel isolated, man. Thanks for sending the message. Everyone's going through this. Nah, man, you're the best. Thank you, Mr. Gravy. Appreciate it. What was your, just before we wrap up, what was your mum's name?
Deborah.
My mum was called Nora. And I think you die twice. I think you die when you die, and you die the last time someone says your name.
To Deborah.
This one's for Deborah. Good on you, man. Thanks for coming out. Hope you had fun.